You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Hi, everyone, and welcome in. It is a Friday. Thank goodness. I think I've heard that before. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes across from me. Isaac back with us here today on the other side of the glass. Got a good Friday show for you. We got a topic coming up. We will discuss that coming up here in just a little bit and talk about the news of the week and the day. Look ahead to the weekend and more. And always great to have you aboard. And you can interact with us on the text line or the phone line. Same digits, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's the phone line as well here on a sunny Friday in Eastern Iowa. And coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. We'll give you the winning keyword for the Spring Into Cash giveaway. We'll do that coming up at the bottom of the hour, an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well. And a topic, Mark, today. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and welcome back, Isaac, and everyone out there.
Isaac, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, and looking forward to today's shows.
Going to be good.
Yeah.
Fridays are fun. We try to make it fun and entertaining.
Try to make it fun, yeah.
Every day, but I think Fridays, you know, you're getting ready for the weekend. You're thinking about the horrid commute back home. If you're going up 380 into the S-curve, hoping that person next to you is not going 78 miles per hour and changing lanes, but... you know, we try to make it fun and light on a Friday. It's our goal. It's our goal every day and every Friday, Mark.
It is. And, looking forward to exchanging ideas with our listeners and among us on our topic this week. And it is notable family connections in sports, and not necessarily your favorite or the best, just notable family combinations in sports. Could be father, sons, husband, wife,
brothers, cousins,
sisters, whatever it may be.
I'm going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on. 319-366-1600. As I mentioned, that is the text line available to you. And there are several things to discuss on the program here today, and as the as your friend, the late, great Gus Schrader would say, it is all hash today.
Mostly.
But good hash today. Yeah. A lot of good stuff. First of all, did you walk to work today?
I did not. I could have. Don't live far from here.
No, you can make it.
I could have.
You can make it.
Would have had to have leave a little earlier, as did a certain NBA commentator. Wow.
Paul Pierce, if you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, Paul Pierce made a bold public statement that if the Boston Celtics lost Game 2 to the New York Knicks, he would walk to work. Well, the Boston Celtics lost to the New York Knicks, and Jalen Brunson, the Steph Curry of this year's tournament so far in the NBA, although Steph's had a very good tournament up until the injury, but Brunson and the Knicks beat the Celtics, so Paul Pierce hoofed it to work. Now, I don't know, I'm sure in this day and age, there were many, many cameras on him to ensure that, you know, he couldn't get into a cab halfway or, you know, an Uber.
And do a Rosie Ruiz.
Yes, a Rosie Ruiz, if you will. If you don't know what that is, look it up. You have no idea what a Rosie Ruiz is, do you, Isaac?
Sorry, I was...
Rosie Ruiz?
Nope.
Yeah, see, nothing. She ran a marathon and drove several miles.
Oh, I actually do know that story.
Okay. And, all right. So you know what Paul Pierce, he didn't do that today. He didn't do that today, but
no, it was ended up being a fun story because, first of all, why would Paul Pierce make a comment like that after Boston melted down in game one and then, lo and behold, melted down in game two, pretty much, and Pierce either was faced with egg on his face, which he did, but whether to make good on his promise of walking to work. And he did. And I think he filmed himself on Instagram or something like that. And during the progress of he got up like in the wee hours of the morning and ended up getting to the studio at like 1 in the afternoon for his show out in California. And, you know, I think it's a bit humorous, but end of the day, Paul Pierce made good on his promise. And I was just thinking, sitting here, it's not unlike Isaac having to walk into work.
From Iowa
Maybe
City?
Maybe a little further. Than
Maybe a little bit
it
further.
It was 20 miles, for 15 to 20 miles.
Okay.
So a little further for Isaac.
He would you do that? Would you do that, Isaac? You would never make that bold of a statement, though.
No, I'd have to be, like, really sure about something.
It would be like, if Iowa beats Penn State in wrestling next year, I will walk to work.
Yeah, I guess if that were to happen, I'll walk to work, sure.
Whoa!
I'll lay that out there.
We just, well, first of all, we don't, well, I guess we do know if they're wrestling. Do we know the schedule yet?
Let's assume they're wrestling.
Let's assume they're wrestling.
It'd be silly not to have them as an every year activity.
Well, the Big Ten has done sillier things. College athletics has done sillier things than that. I was trying to think back if I have made any bold statements like that or just going out on a limb with a bet on the air. And nothing quite like that. Now, there was one a couple years ago that I said something I sell my house or something like that.
Yes.
What was that? I vaguely recall that. I didn't have to do it.
You'd bet your house on something,
yes,
and I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, and I did not lose on that particular one. But looking back on it, probably not the smartest thing I've ever done. People out there right now shaking your head, yeah, you've done a lot of not very smart things on the air, but hey, I didn't lose the house. Paul Pierce made good on it, made his way to work today, 20 miles-ish, and he hoofed. Good for him. I would have at least biked to work. That wouldn't have been so bad.
I don't think he's going to make a bold prediction like that for game three.
Well, you talk about the NBA and Cleveland, the number one seed in the East, they are down 2-0. Going to Gainbridge Fieldhouse tonight in Indy to take on the Indiana Pacers. And you've got Boston down 2-0, having to go to Madison Square Garden tomorrow. The East could be 3-0 with the two underdogs. You got Golden State right now in a dogfight. Denver and OKC are 1-1. What's this mean for the old 82-game NBA regular season? Just get in the tournament, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think Boston will still be fine, but going to New York and down 2-0, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I think they're in trouble. I think they're in a little bit of trouble. I think Cleveland's in trouble. I think Indiana is going to win this thing. Could sweep this thing. And that would not be a good look for the land. And boy, being there about a couple of weeks ago, they are Cleveland Cavalier crazy. And I hate to think what it is like over there right now.
Would Pierce have lost any measure of credibility had he not made good on his bet?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Have you made a crazy bet up there? Let's keep it somewhat PG or PG slightly 13 if you want to let us know at 319-366-1600. as we talk about Paul Pierce here today. There's a couple other things to discuss. Shortly before our program yesterday, the white smoke appeared out of the Sistine Chapel. World has a new pope. I believe Pope Leo the 14th is the proper name for the first American pope. And he is a native of good old Chicago. And, of course, first of all, great sports memes yesterday for the last 24 hours involving the brand new pontiff and Chicago sports teams. A couple of my favorites. Chicago had a pope before. Mm-hmm. The Bears had a 4,000-yard passer. That was good. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mark. You don't have to have a 4,000-yard passer to have good football teams.
The better one was Chicago Popes 1, Green Bay Popes 0.
That was a good one. there are many, many out there. Of course, the real controversy, if you will, came up when the Chicago Cubs, of which we are an affiliate of, boldly put on the famous marquee outside Wrigley Field something to the effect that, hey, Chicago, the Pope is a Cubs fan. Well, as Paul Harvey would say, and now the rest of the story. Well, new Pope Leo the 14th is not a Cub fan.
According to his brother. Yeah.
The new Pope is a proud Chicago White Sox fan. And we have visual evidence of His Holiness at the 2005 World Series at U.S. Cellular Field then. Now it's not U.S. Cellular Field, but you get my point.
I probably get a couple texts from Cub fans, but, you know, that not long after the smoke overseas, there's smoke at Wrigley Field, and that's exactly what it was. I mean, some of the Cub fans are so presumptive. Oh, he's from Chicago. He must be a Cub fan. Well, no, not everybody's a Cub fan. We love having the Cubs on the radio. I have a lot of Cub fans that I like, but let's not be presumptive about it. And in the end of the day, it's not that big a deal. But it was kind of funny that some Cub fans just presumed the pontiff was a big Cub fan. But not only that, his dad was a Cardinal fan.
Correct. That's even worse if you're a Cub fan out there. Don't be presumptive. That's all I'm saying. Don't be presumptive.
I don't think Cub fans need to go to confession, but...
No. Wonder who came up with that. And let's just put it on the marquee.
Yeah.
It's got to be true. It's got to be true. He grew up on the South Side, for heaven's sake. Is this the start of a brand new, dawning of a new era of White Sox baseball now? We are the world's team.
Well, the White Sox need an intervention. I'm not sure the Pope is a Bear fan either. There's only one Chicago professional football team. I'm not going to assume he's a Bear fan.
No.
The Bears could use some help, too, while he's at it.
Let's put it this way. The entire sports scope of Chicago, as Isaac shakes his head, can use a little bit of divine intervention at this point. 319-366-1600. Couple of other ones. Does this mean the Pope misses the playoffs 5 straight years? I thought that was a very good one. Oh, man. Yes, David Muir of ABC said he was a Cub fan. See, he also presumed. Thank you, 8186.
Fake news.
Not everyone is a Cub fan. There are White Sox. Fact, earlier today, I met someone who was wearing a White Sox shirt because of the fact we have a new Pope who was a White Sox fan and said that one of his relatives actually graduated with the Pope's brother.
No way.
Yes. You talk about small world. How about that?
Yeah.
The White Sox just can't continue to be this bad now. 27-57. Great pickup for the papacy in day two. Great value pick. I like that. I do like that. I'm trying to get some confirmation on, you talk about a person who walked. I'm trying to get confirmation on one here on the text line that one of our listeners put out there, that someone who did walk. I'm, like I said, I'm getting confirmation.
To pay off the bet?
I don't know if it was to pay off the bet. It was just a situation. We're getting, we'll get confirmation.
A situation
that.
Like?
A loss.
If you ask your wife, can I watch a show and then I'll do the dishes later on or something like that. It's not a bet. It's a.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but this was after a tough loss, so I'm hoping to get confirmation on that. I'm not going to put it out there until I get confirmation. You need two sources.
It's a tease.
Correct. You need two sources on this. Hey, if the White Sox go on a glorious 12-game winning streak now because of this, so be it. Helps that the Marlins are in town.
You'll, of course, make that connection, won't you?
Anything that can help at this point with the second worst record. Thank you, Colorado, in the major leagues. 319-366-1600. As we get closer and closer to the bottom of the hour and Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, we haven't even gotten to Bill Belichick yet and his problems or North Carolina's problems or everything going on. You talk about what was already a strange situation when Bill Belichick got into college coaching at North Carolina, was bypassed by several NFL teams, and now the whole saga with his girlfriend, who there are reports that she has been banned from the North Carolina football facilities. There are other reports saying that is not true, that she is a welcome member of the North Carolina football family, or whatever the case may be. My question is, there haven't been a lot of football programs where the wives or girlfriends really visit a lot, I would imagine.
You think Mary Ferentz goes to the office with Kirk?
I don't think Mary Ferentz is down in Iowa City at the football offices very often. Let's just put it that way. Or, now, Mary did a lot of great things. She had her women's football academy.
Yeah, there are their days like that.
And I'm sure others have that as well.
But not to break down film in Wisconsin.
Correct. but this thing is getting out of hand. This whole Belichick and Chapel Hill thing is not going to end well.
No, you can question the relationship of 40-some, almost 50-year difference in ages between Belichick and Jordan Hudson, I think her name is, and 24 years old, and he's 73. I mean, I don't think people do what they want to do. Fine. But when work comes, when it involves work, especially a guy like Belichick, who has been he's really closed the curtains on every operation, especially with the New England Patriots. And to allow Hudson on the practice field during spring drills, and now this report out that she's going to be banned from the facilities at North Carolina, and North Carolina pops right up and said, no, she isn't. I mean, first of all, why would you want to have bring your granddaughter to work day? Well, I really, come on.
True. There's an age gap.
Does your wife want to come to you, come to work with you and sit in the studio here?
Not in 30 some years. I think she probably would once.
She's in charge of the Belichick brand, which was developed long before she came along, even before she was born. Bill needs Dear Abby or something.
What's Bill need, Isaac?
You just need someone to show him what's happening. Like, I don't know. It feels pretty obvious. Like, this girl is just kind of taking over whatever, or trying to soak up whatever popularity he already has for herself. So, I don't know.
This is not going to end well, is it?
Probably not.
But why would I also think want her around? I mean, Bill Belichick, come on. Why would he even want her around? Ego? At work.
I don't know. Ego something? I couldn't tell you. Doesn't make much sense to me. For Bill Belichick, who every time I hear him talk, seems like he's all about football and doesn't care about any off-the-field stuff. It is very weird seeing this type of behavior from him.
This is not the on to Cleveland Bill Belichick that we are accustomed to in the past. To me, it was weird. He took the job. It's been weird. All of the hoopla surrounding his girlfriend, allowing her to be a part of the football program, just based on what you guys talked about, that he had closed practices, it was this and that. You heard all kinds of stories. You know how gruff he has been in the past. It's just, this doesn't add up.
Yeah, I don't care about his girlfriend per se, whether she's 24 or 74. It's the part about wanting to be involved in every aspect of your work life. I don't get that, number one, and I don't get it from Belichick, number two. Why he wouldn't want it.
A lot of distractions. In Tar Heel country, a lot of distractions. She was right there for the spring game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Bill's letting her call plays? I don't know. I don't think that's the case.
She's going to be a distraction. She was just a distraction. I mean, the cameras were on her. She's going to be a distraction. And how are the players and assistant coaches react?
He's in love, says 8198. You're in love, you do dumb things.
Yeah, put the thinking cap on, Bill.
This is not going to end well. It is not going to end well. 319-366-1600. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Cyclone Tim. I have done some stupid things in the past, and I again apologize for picking the Cincinnati Reds to win the Central in 2024. I'm sorry. Tim is never going to let me forget that I picked the Cincinnati Reds to win the title last year.
But you didn't make a threat.
No, and I didn't say I was going to, push a peanut down 33rd Avenue with my nose if the Reds did not win. I did not go that far or something to that effect. And we'll not do that. We'll not ever do that. And, I was just going to say, 2757 said maybe this is Bill Belichick 2.0. Maybe it's like Major League, what was that, 2 with Serrano when he was, talking to birds and things like that before he kind of got back into the whole thing. Maybe that's what Bill's doing right now. He's in love.
Well, good for him.
329. It's time for your chance to enter the Spring into Cash giveaway with 1600 ESPN. We've teamed up with a national contest to give our listeners a chance to win $5,000. All you need to do is enter the keyword KGYMRadio.com right now on the entry form for your chance to win. Today's keyword is swing. Swing, as in baseball, swing. You see what I did?
I made a bad connection.
Yes, you did.
I need it.
Go to KGYMRadio.com right now and enter that word for your chance to win. Again, today's word is swing. And there will be another opportunity at 5:30 with Spencer on Sports for you to enter into the keyword at KGYMRadio.com. All right. We are going to get to our topic. Right after we get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, and this update brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall. They are next to the Home Depot and open at 4 o'clock. Today would be a wonderful day to go out on the patio, and that is open, and Tell Jamie and the gang, thank you very much. And they're online at EaglesHideaway.com.
Former Iowa State star Jaden Higgins has made NFL history. The wide receiver became the first second-round draft pick to receive a guaranteed contract. Higgins agreed to a four-year, $11.7 million deal with the Houston Texans. The Chicago Cubs' top pitching prospect could make his debut this weekend against the Mets. Cade Horton, the seventh player taken in the 2022 draft out of Oklahoma, was called up from AAA Iowa and, again, may make his debut this weekend against New York. Iowa State has reached the semifinals of the Big 12 softball tournament. The third-seeded Cyclones face second-seed and 12th-ranked Arizona at 5:30 this afternoon. And finally, ESPN is reporting that 46-year-old Manny Pacquiao will be coming out of retirement to fight for the WBC welterweight crown in July. Pacquiao won titles at eight different divisions before retiring 4 years ago. He's also running for a Senate seat in the Philippines that will be decided next week.
You're shaking your head, Isaac.
I don't know what it is about combat sports, but people just, that first retirement never matters at all. Like, you retire once, people just ignore it and say, they're not actually tired.
Does Manny need money?
How much greater career could he have? Nobody's ever done what he's done.
Yeah, he's already up there as far as recognized as one of the best boxers ever. I don't know what more he hopes to accomplish, but again, combat sports, the athletes, they just never.
They
first
never
one, the
retire.
First
Conor
one
McGregor
never,
has retired how many times?
Sticks, yeah.
Twice so far?
I don't know. He's announced it, and then it's more just like, it's always just posturing for a better contract from whatever company or better fight deals, stuff like that.
1971, tip of the cap to you. Well done on the text line. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, and get into our topic. And we'll do that when we return on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There's going to be plenty of sunshine today, and temperatures are going to be rising into the low to mid-70s. It will be pleasant and comfortable. Then tonight, there will be some passing clouds, and temperatures will drop down into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and a bit warmer with highs around 80 degrees. We'll then get into the low 80s on Sunday, and as we head into next week, the sunny, dry conditions continue for a few more days with temperatures in the low to mid-80s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants you to stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so here's a handy checklist to help you get prepared for storm-related power outages. First, charge your cell phone and portable chargers, and keep a flashlight, radio, and some fresh batteries on hand. Second, visit the Outage Center at LinnCountyREC.com to familiarize yourself with resources, like the outage map and details on how to report an outage. Third, sign up for outage alerts so Linn County REC can notify you if the power goes out at your home or business and let you know when it comes back on. Next, if you have a portable generator, be sure you know how to use it safely. Never plug generators into standard electrical outlets and follow all manufacturer instructions. And finally, for more information, go to LinnCountyREC.com. Helping you plan ahead. Another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And you want to make your next meal a little less ordinary? Well, stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star and pick up their legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Your dinner is hand-breaded, fried to perfection, and ready for you to enjoy. And you can pick it up with juicy chicken tenders or boneless wings, perfect for dipping in your favorite sauce. And also right now at your neighborhood Quick Star, they've got some terrific sandwiches, crispy chicken sandwiches. They are available and perfect for lunch, on the go, or to take home for dinner. Also, fresh coffee, tasty bakery treats, ready to grab and go, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or late night. Quick Stop is your one stop for variety, quality, and fast service, including our guaranteed fuel that keeps you moving. Stop on by and see what they have to offer at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Yonda Motor Services. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. There's still time to show the incredible moms in your life how much you love and appreciate them with a thoughtful gift from Pro Flowers. Ordering takes just a few minutes, and Pro Flowers' large selection of modern arrangements at affordable prices are sure to make you look like a gift-giving pro. So visit proflowers.com/sports or use code SPORTS at checkout for $15 off your Mother's Day order. All Pro Flowers orders are backed by our 7-day freshness guarantee, so you can gift easy with Pro Flowers.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ, J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Welcome back, 3:36, Friday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour, a fun-filled first half hour of the program here today. I think people enjoyed that. We talked about, gosh, what didn't we talk about? Paul Pierce walking to work, the Pope being a Sox fan, and Bill Belichick letting his girlfriend call plays. If that is not going into the Broadcast Hall of Fame in Chicago, I don't know what else we can do. But there's more, ladies and gentlemen. Our Friday topic.
I don't think you got white smoke on that one.
No. Our Friday topic, set and ready to go here, Mark, and give it one more time to our listeners.
Yeah, we're looking for your most notable family connections in sports. Could be just about anything. Fathers, sons, fathers, daughters, mother, sons, husband, wives, brothers, brothers, sisters, what have you.
There are husband and wives that we can discuss. I've got a couple of them, as a matter of fact. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Love to have you weigh in on the topic here today. Already have had a few. Lenny and Jim Zaleski from Jeff. A local angle to that, but also a little bit of a national angle as well. There are several sports that have a lot of examples of this. I think probably the most dominant is auto racing.
No doubt.
Because you get a lot of fathers and sons. You get a lot of fathers and grandsons, to be honest with you.
Andretti's.
The Andretti's are a perfect example. And it's just, if you're in racing, you're around racing, you come to the pits as a youngster, whether it be at the local level, dirt track, Hawkeye Downs, what have you, going to the regional level or even the national or international level, you... It's kind of a family affair. And so I think we're going to have a lot of racing-themed ones. Hockey, kind of that way. Wrestling, kind of talked about that. And the Zaleski is a very good example of that.
Is there a third Zaleski? I think there was a third. I'm not sure. But that was a good one.
Very
good
one.
That's what we're looking for.
Had one a little bit earlier on, the Griffies, of course. Thank you, Nebraska Jason, for that and for listening to the program here today. The Millers, Reggie and Cheryl. Now, there were more Millers than that, but obviously the two, 95-94 points out, the two most famous siblings in that family were Reggie and Cheryl. Who was the better
shooter?
They
scored a lot of points.
Wonder who won horse games between Reggie
on who you ask.
And Cheryl.
It's like the Lehmans.
Yeah, that's true. That could be an answer.
It could.
The Lehman family. Kevin, if you're listening out there and Shooter, yeah, we know who took the most shots and who made the most shots, but that's one of the top families in Eastern Iowa.
It is.
We could have done it. Another one, Cyclone Tim. How about the Hilmers?
Yeah.
Of North Lynn fame. not a bad example right there. Dad was a pretty good ball player too.
Yeah, there were some good. There's some good ones. The Freeze sisters, Brenda, of course, coaching at Maryland, and Marcia and Stacy, both accomplished basketball players, and each of them had great careers in their own right.
Yes, they did. The Mannings is 1972, and that legacy continues because obviously now we're down to the grandson of Arch Manning, who is the early Heisman Trophy favorite, Mark, for 2026, even though he's only been in a handful of games for the Texas Longhorns. He's Cooper's son, obviously, and you got Peyton and you have Eli. Maybe one of the greatest ESPN promotional commercials of all time with Eli and Peyton, with Archie and their mother walking around taking the tour, and they're pestering each other. Still great. Still great, including the wet willy.
You got any, Isaac?
Yeah, the one that immediately comes to mind for soccer is George Weah and his son, Timothy Weah. I only know that Timothy Weah is like a fine player. George Weah won the Ballon d'Or in 95. I want to say it was the 90s. But his son plays for the United States. And he's like solid, but nothing, obviously not like top best player in the world like his dad was. So that was notable. I also thought of Trinity Rodman, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah.
Although a strange relationship, but still father-daughter. And then I also thought of Mallory Swanson and Dansby Swanson, who Mallory, I believe, is close to having her first son.
Really? Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but I think she's been out for a while. So those were the kind of ones I went to there.
Very good.
In the soccer world.
In the soccer world. 0622 says Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf. I forgot about them.
Maybe the best of couples. I don't know.
The Bohannons. Another local angle, as well as the Millers from Northland. Not only the Hilmers, but we got the Millers as well, who is a regular listener of the program. Hello, if you are listening today. This is one I had, 2373 here, Mark, back to kind of our age, if you will. The famous Alou brothers. And there were three in the same outfield. Felipe, Matty, and Jesus Alou were all in the same outfield at one time.
Like that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. The Guerreros. You got Vlad Guerrero and Vlad Jr. Very good. Yeah. Say what you will, but yeah. The Ball family in the NBA. Dad's a little bit out there, but
couple sons in the NBA.
They're pretty good players.
Yeah.
Pretty good players. A lot of people saying the Alou brothers. I like that.
We've got some wrestling ones like the Tom and Terry Brands.
Yep.
And Ed and Lou Bannock from back in the day. They were pretty successful.
The Murrays. Now, that is a local angle as well because, what, Rich Murray played here in Cedar Rapids, correct?
Mm-hmm.
78? 778? With the Cedar Rapids Giants?
Mid-70s, as I recall, yeah.
I remember seeing him out there. I may have an autograph at home floating around from my younger days, hanging out at the old Veterans Memorial Stadium. Another local family, the Ryans of Mount Vernon. Hi, Dave, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. Going back, starting with Coach Shirley Ryan. Absolutely. And we got, I think Mikey's the last one going through who will be a senior next year. They have been around a long, long time, had a great career up there. The Blancos in Major League Baseball. Thank you, 3452. More baseball, 0622. Delino and Diamond DeShields in the MLB and the WNBA. That's a good one. Very good one. 319-366-1600. The Klitschko brothers in boxing, Isaac.
Yeah, the Klitschkos were solid, Ukrainian Russians? I can't remember. But yeah. They were very, very good.
Robin Pinchton, the Beckers and the Porters from basketball. Sports broadcasting from Sean from the bus trip. Sports broadcasting, Jack and Joe Buck, Harry and Chip Carey. Well, you could go
Skip, too.
Skip in there.
Yeah.
Harry, Skip, Chip, and Chip's son, I think, is also starting to get into broadcasting. The Eagles, Ian and Noah. I had them written down, father and son, as far as broadcasting is concerned. And Bob and Rob. How can we forget about the Brookses? We can't forget about the Brookses. Good people. Good people. The Jones sisters. All the Joneses. The Hilgenbergs. Says 4590. Can you name all the Hilgenbergs, Mark?
Joel. Wally before that.
Right.
Joel played for the Bears.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. A lot of Hilgenbergs out there. Bobby Hull, Brett Hull. Go Blues. From Nebraska, Jason. The Kims. There you go. And grandson of Bruce was a Prairie Hawk this year. Made the state tournament. So pretty cool deal right there. Lance and Butch Peterson. I like the local angles to this.
Schultes.
The Schultes, yeah. That's royalty here in town for football. Daryl DJ Strawberry. Not a lot of references to DJ Strawberry lately, but we got one today. Thank you, 0622. The Bosas. Wisconsin, good Wisconsin people right there.
Notable family connections in sports, and you're already delivering. You've got the Flying Wallendas. How about the Catching Molinas?
The Molinas?
All three brothers have a ring, I believe. All three catchers in the major leagues.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up.
That one up. I know that one of them does. That's for sure. The Huffords. How about that? Mike Paul Boots. Thank you, 3702. The Galleries. Barry Davis. Nan Doak Davis. Who was a tremendous runner, really tremendous runner. The Murrays, of course. Kenyon, and then twin sons, Chris and Keegan. This will get you, Mark, Buddy Rex and Rob Ryan.
Like it.
Sean Taylor, Gabe Taylor, says 4583. They're coming in fast and furious here. 319-366-1600. The Williams sisters. In tennis.
Venus and Serena.
There you go. The Shens playing for Winnipeg and St. Louis in the first round, playing against one another. There's a good example of brothers. The Domies both playing for the Leaves. Local angle again since 2373. The DeBoom brothers, swimming and triathletes. Very accomplished triathletes and great swimmers as well. Let's see, the Matthews family in the NFL. That's a good one. 2270, that's a good one. The Hasselbecks, the Trickies, also good local angle right there. Thank you, 9113. And, yeah, the Bricks, local dirt track legends. Yeah, we can do that for the next hour if you want to talk about racing. National level, I mean, gosh, Dale Earnhardt Sr., Dale Earnhardt Jr., that's pretty obvious.
Unsers, Allisons.
Unsers, the Allisons. you can go with the Ray Halls, Bobby and Graham. More, I think, in IndyCar right now than in NASCAR at the present time, but more NASCAR are going to be coming because you got the Bush family that their young boys are now into auto racing, same as Kevin Harvick.
Petties.
The Petties, yeah. Still, man, still miss Adam when we lost Adam. The Purdy family, yes, very good. Brock Purdy and that entire family, good athletes down in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific athletes. The Stoops brothers, I had that one written down. 7836, thank you for that. Mentioned the Bannocks. Travis adjacent Kelsey. I still have not heard if I have won the contest to caddy for them. I signed up for the contest in Cleveland at a local watering hole. They had a brewery was putting out a contest to caddy for the Kelseys, and that will be a whole lot of fun if I get the win. Don't think that's going to happen, though. 319-366-1600. Cajun Troy, the Barber Brothers. Very good.
Tiki and Rondé.
Tiki and Rondé in there. Ed Lubanek, Tom and Terry Brands. From the world of pro wrestling, Cyclone Tim weighing in with Yvonne Erichs. And I will take your word for that. Nebraska Jason also.
These are family connections in sports, people.
319-366-1600. Del Curry, Steph Curry, Seth Curry. A lot of Curries out there. Greg Maddox, Mike Maddox. The Forshes, I had them. Ken and Bob Forsh also.
Cedar Rapids connection.
Cedar Rapids. They were the Astros then, right? And I believe that even goes back before the Giants, right? That was the affiliate prior to the Giants, if I recall.
Cardinals,
Astros, Giants, Reds, Twins. No, Angels, Twins. How could I forget about the Angel years? Do you have a few, Isaac?
Someone mentioned John Andrew Haechi. I don't know. I couldn't recall. They said it was someone semi-local.
Okay.
I could be mispronouncing it, too. But
Haechi.
Haechi?
Yes.
The boxers.
Yes. Thank you.
H-A-C-H-E-Y. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It was in the 70s, so a little bit before.
Yeah.
A little bit before my time.
Bill Happel Sr. and Bill Happel Jr.
Correct.
1723, thank you for that. The Pucks, another local connection. There was one here. I gotta go back. Oh, well, obviously the McCaffreys. And how quickly we forget.
The Ferences.
the Ferences, of course. If you get down to the high school level, this is going to take off in a big way, like a wildfire here.
Yeah.
LeBron and Bronny, the Canseco brothers. Dick Allen and his brother Hank, although Hank did not play very much, says 4570.
Hank and Tommy Aaron.
Correct. You don't hear much about Tommy Aaron.
No. Good player. Not as good as Hank.
The Morning Stars. Farouk Manesh. How about that? Mom, volleyball coach. And dad was a volleyball coach as well. And now the head coach at Colorado State, Ali Farouk Manesh. Very good. The Kittles, that hits close to home.
How about the Lawrences?
Yeah.
Ted and Larry. Thank you, Tim.
Very, very true. Before we get to a break, let's go to Larry in Cedar Rapids. He's got some family connections in sports. Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you got?
I used to play basketball in YMCA League with the Schenkelberg brothers from LaSalle High School.
Paul.
Paul was coach at Prairie for a while.
Yep, Paul, Mark. I think Eric was the youngest one, whatever. He was like 6'5", whatever it's like. It's just that we had a wonderful time playing basketball together. So
been better if they were on your team.
And they were, of course.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
No problem.
319-366-1600. We need to take a break. We'll come back and we'll have a few more and wrap things up. Get ready for Spencer on Sports after this.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local. This message proudly presented by Network Computer Solutions, Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Adam Schefter here for Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Are you ready for the NFL season? The schedule release is coming, and we know the best place to get your tickets this year. My friends at Vivid Seats. They're seriously legit, and you earn rewards on every purchase. That's basically free football games. When that schedule hits, don't wait around. For the best selection and all the great deals, head to VividSeats.com or download the app and lock in your game days now.
We're everyday people doing good in our community. Our kindness runs deep, just like our blood. The same blood we donate to help treat sickle cell disease, which hits Black people the hardest. Good news is, 1 in 3 Black blood donors is a match for someone struggling with sickle cell disease. Stand tall in the eyes of your community. Donate today because our blood saves lives. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make your donation.
Back to wrap things up here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Coming up, got some good planned shows for you next week. We'll talk a little fantasy baseball, trying to hook up with someone to talk a little UNI football.
It has been confirmed.
Ah, we are ready to go. We can let the kitty out of the bag now that we will talk to Nelly on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, 3:30.
Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier to wrap up UNI spring football. As they were a week later than the Iowa and Iowa State Springs. So we will talk about that coming up for you next week as well. And our friend Barry Abrams to talk about the Preakness, which will not be run by the Kentucky Derby favorite. Bobby and Pat Knight, 79-53. Rick and Paul Rushel, the Fielders. Layla Muhammad Ali, thank you, Cajun Troy, for that. We've had a lot of good input here, Mark, as usual.
Frequently we do, and appreciate the listeners' interaction. And if you have a topic out there, just text us. Text us. We don't have all the answers.
No, get it to Isaac at 319-366-1600 or send it to us here at the station, and we'll throw it into the hopper and get to it.
I'm just trying to figure out what to do with Bill Belichick.
Who's calling plays in Chapel Hill, North Carolina at this point. So we'll see. This weekend, big golf tournament. Truist is going on. That at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, where it was lousy weather today. Hockey playoffs continuing throughout the weekend. The NBA playoffs continuing throughout the weekend as well. We've got the start of the month of May at Indianapolis tomorrow. We got a doubleheader for you. We got the Indy Grand Prix followed by Cubs and Mets tomorrow. Cubs and Mets coming up tonight. And we'll have that important series for you as well. And a big one for the Iowa baseball team, Mark. Iowa and Oregon State this weekend in Des Moines.
Yeah, certainly a big one. Starts tonight. And then next week at home against Oregon.
All are going to be on television, too.
Exactly.
Next week. Have a good weekend, Mark.
You too.
Isaac, have a good weekend.
See you next week.
All right. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. Right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job and software.